you're listening to the Rejoiceful Homemaking Podcast. We're your hosts, Colby and Kendall. We are twin sisters that work together to help motivate other women to find peace within the home, cultivating joy in everyday life, and of course, standing firm on Christ. We hope you guys stick around and become part of our community. With all love, enjoy the show. How we grow our community is only through the help of you guys, and it would mean the world to us if we kindly ask for your help on rating this podcast, leaving a review, sending this to family and friends, and of course, word of mouth. As always, if you guys want to be a part of our Instagram, you can find us at rejoicefulhomemaking_, and don't forget to get added to our Facebook group for encouragement, challenges, and blog posts. All right, this devotion really hit home with me because I notice I'm really trying to get better at it, that when I'm angry, it's so easy to hold something against Jonathan or just bring up something that doesn't even matter anymore. And it's like we try to make ourselves feel better while knocking our spouse down. So this devotion really spoke to me. I hope it speaks to you, and I hope we can learn how to hold our tongues and build up our partner. Sorry. Forgive me that I said it. Build up our spouse and know that the Lord has forgiven us so many times, and we need to forgive our spouse just as they should forgive us as well. So let's show some Christ love today. And this devotion is called A New Day. So here we go. Love does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. 1 Corinthians 13:5. When we're hurt or offended, we try to forgive, but it's hard to forget. We bring up past failures in the heat of an argument. We joke and complain to family and friends about our partner's mistakes. We pull away from our loved one, waiting for them to let us down again. Commit to honor one another today. Tear down the pile of rocks, memories of the past, that you throw when you're angry. Let down your desire to defend yourself. Seek each other's good. Guard your spouse's reputation by respectful words and build them up. Today can be a new beginning. The past can remain in the past. You can forgive as the Lord forgave you. I am who bolts out of your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. Isaiah 43:25. Lord, give us a fresh start today. Help us to fully forgive as you forgave us. Guard your hearts from holding grudges. Guard our hearts from holding grudges about the past. Fill our marriage with mercy and grace. Amen. That can go so much further than just marriage. Marriage, of course, should be your most important relationship in life. But that goes for friends and other family members as well. Or someone who you were once acquainted with and you guys went your separate ways because of hurt or something. I challenge you guys to go to the Lord in prayer. Pray for your heart to open to forgiveness and forget the past, just as he has forgotten the past about us. He has thrown our sins all the way down in the bottom of the ocean, and we don't deserve his grace, but yet he gives us his grace ongoing and ongoing. And what a savior we have. I pray that we can strive to be like him each and every day. So today your challenge is to build your partner up, throw away the rocks that are piling up. Love your spouse well today. Love them like Jesus loves you. We love you guys. Have a great Tuesday. And remember, keep being like Jesus.